Right or wrong, there's King George, George Strait on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCE FM 107.7, and AM 1450 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Good Friday morning. Hopefully you didn't get too tricked last night, and lots of treats. And if you need them inspected, make sure you drop them off here. Anyway, it is time now for a news update at 7 o'clock, sponsored by the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. It's a frosty 29 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town, or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump at an event in Glendale, Arizona, alongside former Fox host Tucker Carlson, saying this about former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who supports Kamala Harris.
She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Las Vegas telling voters,
we all know we have an opportunity in this election to turn the page on a decade of Donald Trump trying to keep us divided and afraid of each other. We're done with that. We're done.
65 million Americans have already cast ballots ahead of Election Day on Tuesday. Americans today get their last major look at the state of the economy before the election. The Labor Department will release the unemployment report. Numbers are expected to be skewed a bit because of the Boeing strike and the recent hurricanes in the southeast. This is ABC News. We are getting a new look at the investigation in Argentina after the death of singer Liam Payne. He died last month after falling from the balcony of a Buenos Aires hotel. ABC's Allison Kosick.
Police analyzing security footage. Sources say video shows Payne had fallen asleep twice in the lobby, clutching a bottle of whiskey. At one point, sources say, staff used an escort app to call two women to the lobby, and Payne allegedly offered them $5,000, but did not pay them, sources say, because he was intoxicated. Sources say the security cameras show a hotel employee buying drugs. Police are investigating whether that employee gave Payne the drugs.
Drugs were also found in Payne's hotel room. Hyundai is now set to start production next year on a new hydrogen-powered SUV. The company says it will also be able to run on electricity and could be powered up at home. The vehicle is set to make its debut this month at the Los Angeles Auto Show. This is ABC News.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. This is Lynette at the Prescription Center. Our new store at 930 Sexsonville Road is great. We have room, windows, and the same friendly people. Thank you to all who have continued to allow us to care for you. Please remember to check when you register with your provider that the Prescription Center is your preferred pharmacy. At our new location, we are now able to be pet friendly. If you are riding with your pet, please bring them in. We would love to meet them. It is Part D time again. There are lots of changes this year. Large increases in deductibles, the ability for your Part D plan to cover your copays, so January is not so expensive, and changes to cover drugs. It is important that you check your coverage for next year. We will do that for free. We have our drive-up in place, so pull up to the door and call 647-8806. Paul will run or walk your prescription and pet treats out. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month, and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
8 minutes after 7, we'll check forecast details for the weekend coming up here in just a little bit as we prepare for what should be a pretty nice weekend for early November.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whipple's hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Whipple's famous. At Whipple's Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Whipple's Hybrids.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
A high of 50 degrees today. Lots of sunshine and seasonal conditions expected. For tonight, a low down to 31. Saturday, 57. For Sunday, 56 with periods of rain, and Monday, 68 with occasional showers and thunderstorms likely. Well, the good news we can tell you is a lot less wind today and tonight, and That's good. That was a messy day yesterday with lots of wind causing some problems. After an earlier reading today of 37, we're down from that on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge at 29 degrees. Stapleton on Country and Community, WRCO, WRCE, Sunrise from the Center. Still waiting for the sunrise, but by this time Sunday morning, ooh, we'll be in the light. We'll see the light. We'll see what old Hank Bray is doing and see if he can maybe lighten the load a little bit. We'll see. I have to wake him up. His alarm goes off at 7:20, so he'll be joining us in a little bit for the roundup. Here we go. Do-si-do.
To the sand, it's all we talked about lately. I packed the car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. But you went home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back empty cans, and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Well, there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you enough? Did the nurse come get you? What's your back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin.
Sawyer Brown on WRCO. The race is on for another day here in Southwest Wisconsin. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries and more regular stuff here on a Friday morning.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they, them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have settled in nicely at our new home, 930 Sextonville Road, across from Simple Elegance. We are very grateful for those friends who have followed us to our new location. Please make sure that the hospital/clinic has the Prescription Center as your preferred pharmacy. Sometimes your pharmacy of choice has changed, so please check each time. Also, remind your provider before they send a prescription. We don't have a drive-through, but we do have a drive-up. We will run your new or refill prescriptions to your vehicle. When you arrive, park by the door and call. For new prescriptions, call us as you leave the doctor's office so we can fill them and have them ready when you come. Again, it's Part D time. We will pick the plan that's best for you. We do take every plan. There are many changes this year, so let us help you pick the correct plan. Even if you don't come to us, bring me your drug list, and we will make sure that you have the least expensive option. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning.
Hank Bray, and there's Drew Smith as well.
Drewby. Good morning.
How you doing, Drew?
I'm spectacular. How are you guys?
Well, you just made our show better.
Well, I don't know about that.
The fact that we're on the air, that's the big thing.
Yeah, thank you, IQ Drew. Probably didn't go up, but the handsome factor totally is off the scales now.
The handsome factor?
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
we've never had one in here until today.
Unfortunately, I had to call him this morning to help out to get us back up and running at 100.9.
And he didn't cry or anything?
No, he didn't. He's good. He doesn't look bad. He's got a little bedhead, but not bad.
That happens all the time. I showed Hank a picture from the bluff this morning. The sun was amazing. It was a beautiful morning.
It was gorgeous.
It's just wonderful here.
Beautiful.
It was like a picture painted from God, wasn't it?
That's what I described. Yeah, yep. Yeah, it was incredible. Gorgeous. So I'm glad you called me this morning to get out of bed.
Well, we'll just start doing it on a regular basis, whether we need something fixed or not.
I don't want to be on with Hank anymore, Drew. I need you.
Hey, Drew, can you come start our coffee pot?
Yeah.
I'll be there in an hour.
What is the job description for you? I mean, you coffee pot? Would that
there's the chief cook and bottle wash, if you've ever heard that term, but, really all the technical stuff. So anything that has a blinking light or plugs in, I'm kind of responsible for making sure it works and is okay. And then, of course, you don't need help. You're always the one that's helping me, but this guy here...
Hank
always needs help.
He needs a lot of help.
Always needs help.
My Christmas lights are not blinking in my eyes.
One goes out, they all go out.
And their DELs are...
DELs, yeah. See, this is exactly what... True. The DEL is out.
DEL? Boy.
Some letters in a random configuration.
I know it has an L in it.
You're close.
Anyway.
Yeah. Nice job.
How was your trip over from Baraboo? Is that right?
It was dark, but it was great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's beautiful. It's I spend all my time thinking about what am I going to see when I walk in. Will there be deer prancing around? Did an animal get in the building? Mm-hmm. But it wasn't. It was just really mundane. And
right.
Did Henry have a key or?
But it started, and I talked to another radio station. They were covering the volleyball last night. But, you have 35-mile-an-hour winds that just don't let up for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot of problems.
Yesterday was really crazy. There were stretches where, and I think you mentioned it too, you'd sit and watch the wind gauge. And it would stick at 35 for minutes on end. And then they ended up with trees down on power lines and some power issues all over central Wisconsin and south central Wisconsin yesterday. So, yeah, that stuff causes problems.
Yeah, it does. Hopefully it's done now for a little while anyway.
I think it'll be good.
Our new weather station is leaning this way. We should
I wonder who would fix that. What's Bo doing today?
I don't know. Sleeping yet, I think.
Yeah.
There's no lights or blinky things on it, so you ain't fixing it.
Nope. I'm handing it off to somebody else. I'm a delegator.
You know what? I'm going to go get my ELDs done.
Oh, Hank.
Hey, speaking of not-so-bright people.
What do you have, Hank?
I have the world's dumbest criminal of the week. Yes. I'm not it. One man robbed a convenience store, stealing from the register, but then stayed around to ask for a job application. He filled it out, completed it with his real name and address and contact details, took the money, left the application. Needless to say, he didn't get the job, but he did get arrested shortly.
What? The police department calls. We're just calling for reference. Available on demand.
Oh, sad.
Anyway, so big weekend for some things going on. Tonight, Ithaca at
Johnson Creek.
Good luck to those dogs.
Mm-hmm. Should be a good one.
It was
last year.
Well, anything tomorrow, Philip?
Maybe rest a little bit.
For you, yeah. We get an extra hour of sleep.
The time changes a little bit this weekend, right?
Yeah. Beauty rest.
Beauty rest.
Extra hour.
My bedhead is just going to be out of control on Sunday morning.
Yeah, that hour we lost in the spring we'll gain back tomorrow. Yeah. So, back in the day, that was quite an undertaking because I've always been the Saturday night sign-off person here since 86. But you used to have to reset every clock before the morning person came in. So that was, we had at the time like 15 clocks that y'all had, you had to set the hands back. And then in the control room, the main broadcast facility, you had to have that down because if it was 2 or 3 seconds off, someone would say, and now CBS News, dead air, because it was...
Yeah, and that's what you don't want on radio. And then when automation came along and computers got really big, for years they could not handle daylight savings. So you would have to log in at 2 in the morning or go to the studio at 2 in the morning and change the time on every computer. And if you didn't, then you would end up with an hour of dead air depending on what time. It was just incredible. So I'm glad they finally got that part out. Figured out.
But it's easier now.
I have a new show.
Yeah.
It's called Dead Air.
We had a little bit of that this morning. So
syndicated.
My favorite radio morning show I've ever had was Morning Breath.
And
Morning Breath.
It was quite a hit. And it was real.
Sponsored by Certs.
This show
our Listerine. This show is horrible.
Yeah, it is. The only clock that we have in the building that has hands is in the morning show studio in here.
Oh.
And evidently it needs a battery.
Because it's been dead for a while.
I had a guest the other day. They look up at the clock seeing how much more time we had and said 5:45.
The clock is right twice a day.
Have we been talking that long?
Yes, yes. But anyway, what any plans for you over the weekend, Ruby?
This weekend, let's see. No, I'm going to get my extra hour of beauty sleep, which will be great.
Good.
Everyone might want to try too.
If I can sneak it in, I will.
Can I reset the clock twice?
Yeah. No, otherwise, hanging out with the fam, and I'm going to enjoy some gorgeous fall Wisconsin weather.
So. Mm-hmm. Good for you. Yeah. Hey, if you really want to play a joke on your family, set the clock not back, but up an hour.
Ooh. You'd really be messed up.
You're just pure evil.
Yeah.
Tell you what, no one would know it.
Yeah?
No.
Except for you.
And I'm the one that would get caught because I'd forget that I did it.
Exactly.
Drew show up at 5:00. Yeah. What are you doing there, work? We don't start till 7:00. Yeah. Well,
you'd be a little early for church on Sunday, right?
Yeah, I'd just be sitting there.
That would be funny, though. I would never do anything.
How about you? What's going on this weekend? What special plans do you have?
Well, I don't have any plans.
No.
I will have to be stuffing envelopes, I'm sure, once Carol gets a hold of me.
Yeah.
But other than that...
Happy November 1st, by the way. Can you believe that it's the 1st
of
November?
No, I can't.
What happened?
I don't know, man. Yeah.
No.
With summer weather.
Christmas is coming.
And I was going to ask you about that. Are you going to go ahead and get me the same gift that you got me last year?
They're all out of those special costumes I bought for you, but... I'll see what I can find.
I'm getting you the same thing, just a different
color.
There's
a shortage. The lace that was on that costume, there's a shortage of it, apparently. I can't get it anymore. So,
Silk's fine.
Yeah. Well, I don't need a whole lot of material. It's a pretty...
Speaking of silk, you know, I have a pair of Speedos if you want to...
Every day...
The world is not ready for that.
Every day he brings up Speedo, and... It's time that we put a kibosh.
Strange fascination.
Can you wire up something that when he says Speedo, it just shuts off his microphone?
I'm going to go do that right now. Yeah. I'm going to go, and I'm going to go.
There's no little red button, so I'm all right.
Oh.
Well, buddy, have a good day. You have a good... Thanks for joining us. It's always
it was
a pleasure.
No, it's great to see you guys.
And I'm going
to
go fix my DELs and...
should reboot it.
Yeah. Everybody be kind.
Sounds good. Hank Bray, Drew Smith.
Good morning.
Thanks for getting us back on the air. We appreciate that. We'll be back with more and the birthdays coming up.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Hi, I'm State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I want to thank you for trusting me to be your voice in Madison for the last 6 years. I'm proud to be a leading advocate for rural Wisconsin and what we've been able to accomplish for our farmers, veterans, and middle-class families. But there's still more work to do, and that's why I'm asking for your vote. You can count on me to keep fighting for our region, our values, and our way of life. Thank you for your continued support.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Macy's Friends and Family is going on right now, and it's the best time to shop for all the gatherings and gifting ahead. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest trends, new arrivals, and the best brands like Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Steve Madden, Hotel Collection, and more. And get 15% off beauty, too. Plus, get free shipping with any $25 purchase today at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome to November 1st. How can that be? 1938 in a two-horse match race, Seabiscuit defeated the favored Triple Crown winner War Admiral by four lengths in what was dubbed the Race of the Century. I think they made a movie about that. 1964, the Dave Clark Five performed on the Ed Sullivan Show. And in 1969, Elvis had his first number one single in 7 years with Suspicious Minds. A few notes on today, the 1st of November. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Birthday greetings to Sandra Johnson from Amy Jo, KB, and Rizzo. To Rick Stillwell from Stacy, Kip, Claire, Bailey, and Mackenzie. Victoria Umbian has a birthday. Victoria, all the best from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. To Justin Durst, Emily Strike, and Sawyer Scheuer, have a great day today from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. To Therese Honey from Lori and the Guys today. And to Justin Durst from Lori and the Guys, have a great day. Emily Strike from Lori and the Guys, best wishes today to favorite and only son, Chad Hying. Have a great day from Mom and Dad. Also wishes today from the RC Lions as we turn another month on the calendar to Macy Huth, to Leah Shepherd, Felix Sutton, and Don Fitzgibbons. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, happy birthday Alexander Febrans, to Katie Yvonne Hinkle, also to Clara Baumkamp, and happy anniversary to Eric and Nicole Martin. Happy birthday wishes, Daniel Johnson from the Beulah Wesleyan Church. And another anniversary wish today to pass along. This is for Josh and Ty Lacey Hines from Ash Creek United Methodist Church.
Antique, estate, pre-owned jewelry is the hottest trend in today's jewelry. Not only is J.J. Walsh Jewelers and Richland Center strong buyers of used jewelry, we have purchased a huge collection of estate pieces that are for sale every day. But since this has been such a hot category for us, this year we're bringing in a traveling estate jewelry show. Saturday, November 9th, we're hosting the nationally known Singer Estate Collection. They'll have hundreds of amazing pieces, including items owned by Elvis, Elizabeth Taylor, and more, and everything is for sale. Art Deco, Edwardian, Vintage, Art Nouveau, Mid-Century, and other styles for every taste. November 9th, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
Hey,
Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
I'm Kristen Wall, Joan Baldwin's daughter. When we were expanding our family, I suffered recurrent miscarriages just like my mom did. Losing my pregnancies was devastating. We turned to fertility doctors for treatment, and I couldn't have done it without my mom's support. My mom, Joan Baldwin, knows firsthand how devastating pregnancy loss is, and that reproductive care is critical to keep women safe and healthy.
Joan Baldwin has always used her position to help Wisconsinites in need. She worked across party lines to increase access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Joan authored legislation to extend postpartum care to increase positive outcomes for both new mothers and babies. And she worked to help children in need of guardianship to have access to care provided by an individual they are comfortable with. Joan Baldwin makes state government work for the good of Wisconsin's most vulnerable. Please join me in voting for Joan Baldwin on November 5th.
Paid for by committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
At Richland Locker, stock up on fresh family packs of boneless chicken breasts for just $2.88 a pound. Or grab a 10-pound bag for only $24.80. Try the marinated chicken breast ready to cook for just $3.48 a pound. And don't miss the Genio Honey Roasted Turkey for $8.48 a pound. Plus Swiss cheese at $5.98 a pound. Hunters, the Locker has you covered from snacks and dips to chips and fresh bread. Plus a fantastic selection of beer and liquor. Richland Locker has everything you need. Richland Locker, where quality meets convenience.
A high temperature later of 50. We're at 28 right now in Richland Center. Thanks for joining us today. Here's Tricia Yearwood.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet, Google lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. Sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels.
This is Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. Joanne is next with the news.
Are you in the Christmas spirit? Bring your littles to Court and Main as we are having our annual Photos with Santa coming up on November 9th from noon to 2. After photos, children can decorate a Christmas cookie provided by Court and Main. Photos will be taken by Heart and Hands Photography. We can't wait to see you on November 9th at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 28 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet. Lots of sunshine and seasonal today, a high of 50. And tonight, clear to partly cloudy and frosty with a low of 31. In Richland Center, after a low of 26, we're back up to 28 degrees.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. The presidential campaigns make their final push in Wisconsin after Donald Trump rallied in the Green Bay area and Kamala Harris in Madison Wednesday. The focus is on Milwaukee. This evening, the former president returns to Pfizer Forum, where he accepted his party's nomination at this summer's Republican National Convention. Vice President Harris holds a rally and concert around the same time at State Fair Park in West Allis, featuring musical acts including the Isley Brothers, Glorilla, and Flo Milli. Both events start at 7. The days leading up to the election next Tuesday can be a stressful time for some people. UW Health Psychologist Shyla Mergain says you should focus on the things you can control. Mergain says chronic stress from the election can impact your physical health by lowering your immune system. Mergain says you should also put down the phone and take a break from social media while also getting outside and exercising. Mergain says on election night, give yourself breaks from election coverage. The Wisconsin Hospital Association Information Center has released its annual guide to Wisconsin hospitals for fiscal year 2023, which shows Wisconsin hospitals and health systems are continuing to experience financial pressures compounded by challenges from the previous year. The report indicates a sustained period of low margins and ongoing financial challenges. Between fiscal year 2021 and fiscal year 2023, hospitals experienced a 40.8% decrease in their operating margins, with 82 out of 167 hospitals reporting a decline. 55 hospitals, approximately 33% of all hospitals in the state, are now operating at a loss. Health systems also reported a 117.8% decrease in operating margins, reaching negative 0.8% in fiscal year 2023. Safety net hospitals, which serve populations with higher Medicaid coverage, are also reporting losses. In fiscal year 2023, 38.1% of Wisconsin safety net hospitals, 32 out of 84 such facilities, reported financial losses, up from 33.7% in the previous year. Additionally, hospitals are dealing with rising costs. Supply and service costs have increased by 16.6% since fiscal year 2021, while salary and fringe expenses have increased by 11.3%, largely due to workforce shortages. Emergency department utilization has also increased, with nearly 2.4 million visits in fiscal year 2023, a 13.5% increase from 2021. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Marketing Service announced it has partnered with Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection to award $3.1 million for 41 projects through the Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Program to strengthen local and regional food systems. Through this program, DATCAP will fund 41 projects with equipment grants to support middle of the supply chain infrastructure. Additional projects are still being reviewed and will be announced soon. Among the funded projects is the Driftless Berry Grower Group, under the leadership of Good Thunder Farm in Richland Center. It will purchase 12 pieces of equipment for storage, juicing, freeze-drying, and distilling elderberries, aronia berries, and currants. This group of 12 small beginning berry farmers will build middle of the supply chain infrastructure for processing these crops of growing importance and popularity in Wisconsin, strengthening rural economies. Wisconsin taxpayers awarded Senator Joan Ballweg with a Champion of the Taxpayer Award while visiting Dean WPT member Terrytown Plumbing, Heating and Cooling in Baraboo. The Champion of the Taxpayer Award is given to state legislators that work to correct and improve our tax climate and the investment of those dollars to benefit Wisconsin and all our fellow citizens. A Minnesota man is convicted in a body dumping case in western Wisconsin. Following a three-day trial, a Dunn County jury on Wednesday found 56-year-old Darren Osborne of St. Paul guilty on four counts. The bodies of four people were found inside an SUV in a farm field in September 2021. All four had been shot to death. Osborne's son, Antoine Suggs, is serving a Minnesota state prison sentence of 101 years for the murders. Prosecutors said Suggs killed the victim in St. Paul, then asked his father to help transport the bodies to Wisconsin. Osborne, who acted as his own attorney, faces up to 50 years in prison at sentencing December 13th. The mother of Elijah Vu has pleaded not guilty to charges in the three-year-old boy's death. 31-year-old Katrina Bauer pleaded not guilty this week to felony charges of chronic neglect of a child resulting in death and neglecting a child under age six. Bauer's next court date is December 20th. She is being held at the Manitowoc County Jail on a $400,000 cash bond. Her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, is also charged in Elijah's death. He is being held on a $500,000 bond and has a court date on Monday. Elijah went missing in February in Two Rivers, and his remains were found there on September 7th. 36-year-old Larry Williamson will serve 12 years in federal prison. Williamson helped deliver the most illegal drugs ever seized by law enforcement in southern Wisconsin. Williamson and his attorney claimed a series of unsuccessful business ventures led him to work with another man and transfer more than 65 pounds of fentanyl and meth from Arizona to Middleton via plane earlier this year. He pleaded guilty in June to possessing a large quantity of meth with intent to deliver and had faced a minimum sentence of 10 years in prison. The Lone Rock 130-133 Bridge Project has announced a river navigation update. Beginning today, the North Channel will be closed to river navigation for bridge demolition operations and will remain closed through late November. The South Channel is now open, though the water is shallow through the channel opening along the South Riverbank. Please take caution. Motorized boats are not recommended. Daylight saving time ends Sunday at 2 a.m. Clocks will fall back an hour to standard time. As we fall back this Sunday with the end of daylight saving time, Ready Wisconsin encourages people to take advantage of the time change to create a safer home for themselves and loved ones. Carbon monoxide alarms are important for keeping your family safe from this harmful gas if it leaks from furnaces and other appliances. They help alert you to danger so you can leave your home safely. In 2023, there were 341 emergency department visits and 35 deaths due to unintentional carbon monoxide poisoning, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Carbon monoxide alarm should be installed in a central location outside each separate sleeping area and on every level of your home. Batteries in these alarms should be replaced at least once a year. The carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced around every 5 to 7 years based on the manufacturer's instructions. Smoke alarms are also a critical early warning tool that can help alert you to a fire in your home. According to the National Fire Protection Association, 3 out of every 5 home fire deaths occurred when smoke detectors were either not present or were not working properly. Smoke alarms should be tested monthly, and the battery should be replaced at least once a year. The device itself should be replaced every 10 years. If you have an emergency kit at home, this weekend is also a great time to check for expired products or items that may have been borrowed for other purposes and need to be replaced. Pay attention to the expiration dates on batteries, first aid supplies, and food. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains how your children, pets, and health may struggle with the change.
On Sunday, we get an extra hour of sleep when the clocks fall back an hour at 2 a.m., resulting in earlier sunrises and earlier sunsets. People with seasonal affective disorder suffer with the shorter days and less sunlight of fall and winter. While this change gives us an extra hour of sleep, the time difference can still cause confusion and disruptions to the schedules for kids and pets. The Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine says the shift in time change has been associated with increased heart attacks, strokes, abnormal heart rhythms, sleep disruption, mood disturbances, and even suicide. Experts recommend to begin to alter your bedtime now, gradually, to accommodate for the change. People tend to feel more tired with the less light. A common chemical that regulates that is called serotonin, and that comes from the sun. So it's important to increase your exposure to sunlight during the day, especially in the morning. Be sure to get plenty of rest, get exercise, be active, and make sure to eat a well-balanced diet full of fruits and veggies to regulate your mood cycle. And you can also consider a light therapy lamp. They're designed to simulate natural sunlight and help you. Experts say it's also okay to take naps if you feel fatigued, but limit the nap to 30 minutes and take it before 3 p.m. And standard time will last until March 9th, when we will again spring forward with the return of daylight saving time. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds drivers to be alert for deer on and along roadways to avoid potentially dangerous crashes. Deer crash numbers typically increase in October and November in Wisconsin as more deer move around during peak mating season. Deer are most active during the early morning and evening hours. Be sure to use your headlights as daylight transitions to dusk and deer become more difficult to see, especially as daylight saving time ends November 3rd. In 2023, there were more than 16,000 crashes involving deer in Wisconsin, killing 14 people and injuring 585 people. Staying alert is an important step to be safe this time of year. The top 10 Wisconsin counties for crashes involving deer in 2023 include number 2 Dane with 802 and Grant at number 9 with 490. Deer are unpredictable and may freeze or change directions. To avoid hitting a deer, drive at a safe speed, eliminate distractions, and make sure everyone is buckled up. Crash injuries are less severe or can be avoided when everyone wears a seatbelt. Scan the road ahead carefully. If one deer crosses, watch for more. If you see a deer, honk your horn to urge them to move away from the road. If you cannot avoid hitting a deer with your vehicle, brake firmly and stay in your lane. Avoid sudden swerving, which can result in a loss of control and a more serious crash. If you do end up hitting a deer, get your vehicle safely off the road if possible. If someone is hurt or the deer is in an active portion of the road, call 911. If no one is hurt and your vehicle and the deer are off the road, contact local law enforcement. Stay buckled up inside your vehicle and wait for help. Getting out of your vehicle and walking along a road is always dangerous. Never attempt to move an injured deer. Motorcyclists are at a greater risk of injury in a crash involving a deer. Of the approximately 16,000 deer crashes last year, 196 were motorcycle crashes, resulting in 11 fatalities and 53 serious injuries. This means there is about a 33% chance that a motorcycle deer crash will result in a fatality or serious injury, compared to less than 0.1% in auto or light truck deer crashes. If you cannot avoid hitting a deer with your motorcycle and there is enough space to swerve around it without leaving your lane, brake and adjust course as needed.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Friday, November 1st. We have no vital statistics to report.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a professional, and get pre-
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston with